F1 F2 F off 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 F off
Thank you. right there. And there you are. Right there, Zombo, right in your brain. Already 10:03 in the morning time. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous day here, inside and outside. That was Venus by Los Stray Jackets, continuing a bit of Kenny Joe's cover thing. And I thought that would just be nice just to transition. That's who I was looking for, transition into my show. You guys are good. I didn't even got to ask. I can tell. It's got that thing. And I am still got that thing. Recapping 2023. This is probably part like 11. But this is, I'm into the third quarter of 2023, recapping the best music of 2023. All my finds, all the things that was given, all the things that was new releases, all that good stuff. Kind of recapping the whole year of 2023, my brain in 2023. And that's going to go for a couple more weeks. I thought I could, like, get this going into spring, but spring's already here. 60 degrees out there. It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous today. What am I going to do? I'm going to hang out here in a bunker. I'm going to hang out here in a fallout shelter bunker and play you music and yell at you, okay? As if you don't get yelled at enough in your life. You need me yelling at you already. Yeah? Well, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that, but in a nice way. Not in a nice way, damn you. Listen to me. You know, according to the Fire Protection Association, cooking's the second leading cause of residence hall fires. So get them fires out of the hallway, you dummy. Cooking is the leading cause of fire-related injuries. That's right. Burn your tongue on that flaming cheese. Never leave cooking unattended, all right? Hey, I'm talking to you. Get that grilled cheese sandwich off of that hot plate now. Ugh. I'm going to get cheese all melted in it now. Are you happy? You happy now? Stay focused and alert while you're cooking. Never apply our water to a grease fire. Never whiz on the grease fire. Never spit on the grease fire. Never give it a hex. Never hex your grease fire. Just walk away. Walk away. It's like a bully. Just walk away. Water is the worst choice of extinguishing agent to use on a grease fire. That's right. You can use baking soda. You got these blankets now you can throw on there. Yeah, you got a blanket. You'll put a pillow on there. Take a nap. Nice toasty nap. This massage is brought to you by the Environmental Health and Safety Department. How come I never read this one before? This is from 2012. This is a fire safety. How did this sneak by me? Is this an alternative universe? Because I've never seen me tell you to pay attention. Now you will. Now you will. Zombo saves another life. Some dope would be cooking his grilled cheese sandwich on his hot plate, bursting the flames. And then the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Let's get back in the music. Here's something cool by the Subsonics. You're going to get a big surprise.
Well, you think you got the best of me. There's still another way for you to pay. I saw you coming from a mile away. So I slipped you a cheat. We'll see who gets beat this time. Yeah, you're gonna get a big surprise. You're gonna get a big surprise. You're gonna get a big surprise. And you forget to open your eyes. Well, you thought you had me on my knees. And I won't be long, you're singing different songs. Well, you thought that you could sweet talk me. You know it'd be a sin for me to let you again this time. You're gonna get a big surprise. You're gonna get a big surprise. You're gonna get a big surprise. And you'll forget to open your eyes. Yeah, you're gonna get a big surprise. You're gonna get a big surprise. You're gonna get a big surprise. And you'll forget to open your eyes.
All right, everybody. Come and get it. Breakfast ready. hot coffee, hardtack, and vitamin pills.
Within a few miles of where one of these bombs strike, you'll die instantly.
We'll be right back.
A big chunk of instrumentals out of the way for you. That was Dexter Rahmweber with Simon Chardonnay. He used to be Simon and the Bar Sinisters. Then they got sued by the... I can't believe it. They actually went after a guy like that. We used to go by Simon and the Bar Sinisters. And the cartoon thing, Underdog, there was a villain called Simon Bar Sinister. They made him change it. And he did. I mean, come on. How are they really going to go after a dude that just plays guitar? It makes 5 cents a year. But anyhow, that was him and Dexter together. They did a 45 a long time ago. Just got it, though. That was Torque. And sounds like every other instrumental, though, so it wasn't terrible. Les Weiss-Behrens. So we did a whole block of instrumentals, if you couldn't tell. Either that or I'm just kind of, you know, press the button and all the vocals disappear like magic. I'll press it again. See? There's nothing. You heard nothing. It works like magic. We heard Rocket Man by the Rapiers. Cover tune from the Sputniks. I love that tune. Two by Yucatel, Man or Aster Man. They kind of a one-trick pony, but a nice trick. They're putting out all these 45s last year. And this year, of all their Peel sessions and all these other recordings, so they're putting out more music they did than they were when they were first out in the 90s. That was Maximum Radiation Level and then the Galactic Breakfast Bar. So you could just kind of think any kind of long thing. It's kind of like a Rush, you know, the band Rush. Just kind of like some kind of like scientific term. Make it gigantic, make it sound smart, and then that's the title of your instrumental song. That's how they do it. All right, let's get back in the music right here. Brand new from a band called Air Miami. So there you go with that. Something brand new. Well, a couple months old, but still new for me, new for you. It's called I Hate Milk, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
coucher avec moi. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir, ce soir. Un, deux, trois. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Un, deux, trois. Je ne suis pas exalté. Je ne suis pas exalté. Je ne suis pas exalté. Je sais. Je ne suis pas exalté. Ouh, allez, 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 allez. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir, ce soir. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Un, deux, trois. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ah, ce soir, ce soir, baby.
Couche, baby, couche.
Voulez-vous coucher ce soir? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Un, deux, trois. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Un, deux, trois. Ce soir. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Je ne suis pas exalté. Allez, 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 allez. Je ne suis pas exalté. Allez, allez. Je ne suis pas exalté. Je ne suis pas exalté. Yeah, 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 yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir, ce soir. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Un, deux, trois. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir? Je ne sais pas. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir? Oh non. Oui, oui, ce soir. Coucher avec moi, moi. Ça, non. Avec moi. Coucher avec moi. Hein.
Ah, nice little 45 there by the Montases. That's the name of that. That was actually continued on the label on the other side of the record, too, because the title was so long. Tubbs Johnson before that with Tubbs Twist. And we heard the fabulous Holly Golightly from an old 45, Till I Get What I Want. And Air Miami from their new record started things off with I Hate Milk. And you're listening to this guy right here, who's who you're listening to. And this is kind of strange because, you know, like I'm saying, I'm recapping 2023. And from 2000 to now doesn't seem like that long of a time. Not a whole hell of a lot happened. Sure, there's been some catastrophes. Sure, there's been a smidgen of, you know, sure, there's been. But, I mean, you go 20 years from 1970 to 1990. 20 years. 20 years. You look at 1970. 70 is like, you know, Mellotron, long hair, women's lib, people getting put in jail for dope. Kent, shboom, boom, boom, Kent State shooting, all this stuff. 1970, you go up to 1980, you got the punk rock, you got all this. Wow, you've got the whole Reagan era thing. Then you got then you're still going into the 90s. 90s were just kind of like, it's like, huh? 90s is a whole lot of what the hell's going on. 90s was pretty much is when the culturally and, intellectually, I think the whole world started to plummet. 1990. Because, I mean, so that 20, those 20 years, 70 to 90, was just like this mad, like, super fast cultural change. And then you get, like, from even, like, 2000 to now, that's another 20 years. What big radical things have happened culturally and from, you know, pandemic, that's what you can say. What happened between 2000 and 2023? And probably the first thing you're going to say is pandemic. You know, what about musical styles? Oh, no. Madonna came out with her 11th record. What else? And 20, well, you know, they found this old Beatles record and they re-released it. 2023. What's going on? Oh, Rolling Stones are coming around again. It is so crazy, the whole idea that we just, the culturally, the human race is spinning its wheels in the mud ever since like 1990. And I blame Britney Spears. So as Britney Spears came on the scene, man, everything just, the record companies and all, everything culturally just came to a grinding halt. A grinding halt. You know, just basically, she basically just reinvented Madonna. And then all these other singers are just, well, the one trend I can't stand, though, are the female singers that sound like they've been just been like domestically beaten. And I don't like that. I mean, you hear like these singers are going to, and they just sound so timid, like they just got whooped, you know, they just got whooped and they're in a corner and they put a microphone up to them and they have them sing. And like, my boyfriend's driver's license. And it's like, you're scared. Who wants to hear some scared woodland animal singing? I don't know. That doesn't appeal. That creeps me out. That creeps me out when I hear a lot of like the scaredy cat girl singers now. You know, I got something coming up later who's not a scaredy cat, and that's Shilpa Ray. Shilpa Ray is amazing. I think that's something I just discovered this year. Singer from New York. And man, that chick's a monster. So there is some hope. But it's like all underground stuff. Now, what's here on the radio is scaredy cat lady singers, or they sound like they're 12 years old and they just got grounded. That's what they sound like. Their dad just grounded them, or their mom grounded them, or their parent or their legal guardian just grounded them, and they have a tape recorder and they go in their bedroom and they record a song. That's what they sound like. They sound like they've just been grounded. It's cool. And I think they kind of got that from Robert Smith from The Cure, because he always sounds like he's being pinched. Whenever you hear Robert Smith from The Cure, he always sounds like someone's pinching him. And he always sounds like someone's pinching him or goosing him. Probably more like pinch, because that's more of a hurt than a surprise. But yeah, Robert Smith always sounds like he's being pinched. And Zombo right here! And you know what? It's an exciting time for Z, because here's the ridiculous thing. Because I've been thinking, I've been doing radio, because sometimes I get on myself, man. I get on myself. And I said, you know what? I've been doing radio since probably late 80s, early 90s. And has it really radically changed all that much? And it sort of did. It sort of did in 2001 when I got on this station, because I came from another place. And another place, another time, back in the day, man. So, but yeah, when I got on here, it was just kind of like, it's just like I didn't care. I didn't care, which is the best kind of radio you can do. Is the I don't care radio. You care that you're doing something. It's that balancing act. It's like tightrope walking. You gotta care, because you can't drop any F-bombs, any S-bombs, any Q-bombs. Can't do any of that. Can't drop any of them bombs. And you have to play interesting music. At least for me. It's interesting to me. And so I've been doing that for 20 years. So how crazy would it have been to drop this show into the 1970s and watch it ride up and through the 1990s? Because Pittsburgh radio got kind of crazy in the 1970s. Porky Chadwick, who used to be like, you know, the doo-wop guy, in the 70s, he became the Electric Pork for a hot minute. He became the Electric Pork and was doing, like, you know, playing Jimi Hendrix and playing, like, trying to stay modern with the stuff. And then found out that Pittsburgh just kind of likes old stuff. And the good old stuff, though. I got to say, the Pittsburgh old stuff is the only other place I found similar. The two places would be El Paso, Texas, with the lowrider music. And Seattle, Tacoma, Washington, with the garage rock thing. So that, just a really nice rooted in the older music. How are you bums doing? Good. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, I've never done this before. I've never read a PSA like a radio promo. So tune in every Tuesday to Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and join the hundreds of listeners to end hunger. The food bank plays 1,200,000 songs a year for kids and seniors and working families and thousands more in the southwestern Pennsylvania area. They face this radio show every day. It's on every day. You can make a donation to the radio show or have a food drive or sign up or listen. And then you go to visit their website, and you can hear all kinds of songs about hunger in your community. That's right. And what you can do about it. That's PittsburghFoodBank.org. There you be with that. How about another show on the station? How about Save the Children? Listen to Save the Children every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, where every Tuesday, almost 9 million children in developing worlds will die, according to preventable diseases or treatable diseases. But listen in. Through basic health care and your internets, you can deliver local health workers and many lives can be saved, as well as good beats and solid music. See where the good goes at The Good Goes every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Brought to you by SaveTheChildren.org. There you go. I got my promo and my PSA done at the same time. That's brilliant. I just log that down. I'm in business, man. I'm in business. How you rats doing? You want some more of this recap of 2023? Like I'm saying, this recap of 2023 could have gone back to 2001. Honestly. I mean, a lot of what I play, I like, but it is not like, it's just not futuristic music. There's nothing that you play that you can hear now that say, wow, that's ahead of its time. Way back, you could listen to Kraftwerk, say, wow, that band's ahead of their time. You can listen to Tangerine Dream and say, wow, in the 70s, that band's ahead of their time. You listen to, like, you know, and it was like, wow, there is, or the David Bowie. Wow, this guy's ahead of his time. You listen to the Low record or the, you know, and go, wow, this guy's ahead of his time. There's nobody ahead of their time now. Maybe because there's no more time to be ahead of. I do not know. Who's ahead of their time? And who really wants to be ahead of their time? I won't be ahead of my time. I like my head right here. In this time right now, man. So we're going to get back into recapping some of the music of 2023 with you guys. We're just having a dilly of a time today, aren't we? Ooh, it is so nice out there. I just feel like just dragging all this equipment out onto the lawn of the CMU and just playing the music for you right there. I mean, it is January the 26th. Mm-hmm. And it is, because I thought spring was going to kick. In my brain, you know this, my brain, spring kicks in the day that they turn the clocks in March. That's when winter for me is over. But today feels like winter's over, man. We did it on the 26th of January, and we had that 1 week of winter. And that 1 week of winter was bad, man. I got to tell you, having 1 week of winter, that's still 1 week too long in my brain. I like that sunny disposition. I like that positive. I like that laying naked in the sun. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. I still think that Linus Pauly must have been right. He said, we all started like in the tropics, and then people just kind of spread out from the tropics. And that's why we can't stand this cold weather. I still think we're rooted And either that or from another planet, which I honestly think isn't that far-fetched. A planet where it was always nice and warm. And then we come to this place, and we probably landed the big giant spaceship, which was the Adam and Eve piloted that, right? The Adam and Eve had, and they had like specimens of all the animals, especially the delicious ones, like chickens and turkeys, you know? All the delicious ones, they had them all pre-mixed. So when they came to Earth, they kind of made all they just kind of Adam and Eve, man. They started in the garden making all this stuff, you know, interbreeding like hell, according to the lack of folks there. But they probably made a lot of those in their chemistry set. Because honestly, if we're doing travel, and then they started writing it all down, okay? They did start writing all these things down, but as man got stupider and stupider, you know, we kind of made them all into fairy stories. For example, the giant spaceship that took everybody here to this planet, that actually got reinterpreted as Noah's Ark. It'd go with that. We probably ruined this other planet. It started flooding. And then they put all these people and specimens of animals that were delicious in the ship, along with like pre-mixed people that they could actually hatch. Well, you know, you could do that. Put them in like a washing machine incubator thing. You can make anything. You can make a kid there. Hell yeah. Just put a pair of your underwear and a pair of your girlfriend's dirty underwear in the washing machine and set it on delicate. And I bet your kid will come out of there. I bet. I can see that happening. I can see a lot happening. So they reinterpreted all of these stories. And then as people got stupider and stupider, and then as people got more and more superstitious, they took all of those artifact stories and they made them into folk tales about magic and an invisible guy in the sky. That's how I think it all went down. It makes perfect sense to me. We don't fit in with the rest of these animals, you know, the rest of the normal animals that are here. The normal animals that were here were birds because they were dinosaurs. That's it. The only original animals here were birds or were dinosaurs. Maybe some fish. Some fish and some fowl. Those were the only original animals here. We brought all the... You think we had kangaroos here earlier? No. Platypus? No way, man. No way. They came in over on the big space ark. So that's why when it's cold, we're like, oh, man, this stinks. Because we probably landed, like, right in Miami. Probably right around, you know, May, which was really nice at that time. Hey, this place is a bunch of okay. And then we start overpopulating. And then we start spreading all over the joint. And then it's like, after a while, you push the more rugged people up into like, how did everybody get, do you think anybody chose to be an Eskimo? Whew. That was a bad mistake, man. That was a bad mistake. Humans saying, you know what? I think I'm just going to mosey and see how far I can go. Holy crap, is it cold. I'm so cold, I can't leave. That's why they stayed. It was so cold, they couldn't leave. And that's the story of how we got Eskimos. All right, I got to play some music, man. Speaking of the music, man, here comes Robert Preston doing Chicken Fat. We got Your Dark Love. Ah, Your Sweet Love by Dark Canyon. And this is a great tune written by Lee Hazelwood. And Lee Hazelwood is one of the first descendants from the space ark. The Hazelwoods were probably part of the pilot. It was Adam Hazelwood. Yeah, they went on to form Hazelwood here. So that was one of the first communities in Pittsburgh, Hazelwood. Mm-hmm. Founded by Lee Hazelwood in 503. That's right, 503 is when that was discovered. Here's Dark Canyon, Your Sweet Love. I love this tune. Dark Canyon does the cover. To you.
Thank you.
See, that, what a great tune. That was an old 45 that they got from Britain. And it was released in Britain. Dickie Loather. That's the only thing that stopped this guy from being a big star. That was Chills and Fever. Dickie Loather. Yeah. Who would? Yeah, I don't change my name. What's it? Ralph Clemens? Yeah, what do you want to change to? Dickie Loather. Dickie Loather, yes. Dickie Loather, ladies and gentlemen. Dickie Loather and the Loads. Now, come on, man. Come on, man. Have some kind of promotional guy behind you. They'll let you know that you're going to go with Dickie Loather. It's not gonna make it. We heard the Barbed Wires before that, their new record. That was Chicken Race. Calvin Johnson from his new record, Pink Cadillac. Boy, that guy found a lot of reverb on that sucker. And we started off with Dark Canyon doing a version of Lee Hazelwood's Your Sweet Love, Zombo, right in your fabulous brain. I'm going to cut to this song, man. It's not even on the list, but I got this 45 by Marshall Bontempi. I play a lot of Marshall Bontempi and a lot of Montesas just because the dude just really gives a nice, just such a nice turn on traditional American rock and roll. Look, from the 50s to the 70s, look at that 20-year period, 1950s to 1970s. Look at that, man, 1950s. To 1970s. Look how crazy that got, right? Like I'm saying, I talked to you before about 1970s to 1990s. Right now, I think we're stuck in the whole, like, the 11th century mentality. 11th century, 12th century, 3rd century, 14th, up until probably around the 15th century. A big chunk of time from, like, the 900s to, we're talking 600 years. You know, we're going through some new dark ages. When it comes to, like, culture, when it comes to, there's lots of things that change. But really, I don't know, man. Past 23 years, just zip right by. Not a lot of great cultural upheaval. Not a lot of it. 50s to 70s, you're talking, you know, you had the 60s, which was just completely off the charts. Then you had, like, the 70s to the 90s, the 80s were kabooming. And then you got 20s, Then you got the 2,000. I just think of low numbers. I just think low numbers just aren't that interesting to people. Low numbers just aren't that interesting. You know, like, it was so hard, you know, because when we first got into the 2000s, everyone was going to 2001 or 2001. How do I say that? And then everybody just got, oh, I just say 2001, like the Stanley Kubrick film. Oh, okay. 2012, that's easy. Okay, we got it. We got this. But it was like 2000 and. You had to put that and in there. You don't say 2012. You say 2012. You said 2002. Why just 2002? There you go. Get rid of it. I fixed it already. Never mind. Not just moot point. Got something coming up by moot point. That's right. Moot point coming up next. Let's see. I should tell you about a show on this here station. Let me tell you about Democracy Sometime Later. Democracy Sometime Later is a nationally independent award-winning daily news program about democracy sometime later. Sometime later, democracy. That's right, where people debate about democracy. They debate about it. They sit around and they go, hey, when are we going to get this democracy? Sometime later. And that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen, 10 seconds long. All right, we've got, oh, I can't pronounce this one. I can't. Why would you have a show you can't pronounce the name? Let's see what I got here. What else is a good one? I haven't done this. So most of these shows, I shouldn't even do the shows that aren't community members because we are on the random schedule. Anything can happen. Hopefully I'll have the same slot again, most likely, next week when they get the new schedule out. And hopefully I'll have a better slot for my encore show, the Zombo Deep Archive, which is a fun show to listen to. I play shows from about 14, 15 years ago. And that's the thing. They sound like shows of today. So once again, I am also a victim of this dark new dark ages, this new complacency, where everything's been pretty much on a nice even keel for the past 20 years. There just hasn't been much. Yeah, sure. Ah, well, we got this new gizmo. That's great. We got an electric potato peeler. That's awesome, dude. Good on you. We got this bottle opener that kind of opens bottles the other way now. Fantastic. All right, what do we got here? What else?